Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today. As in today's podcast, we're going to talk about the energies of transiting Chiron in Aries. I felt this was a good topic to discuss some more and also consciously check in on within yourself to see what is emerging, what you're healing, and what you're understanding about your journey in a more personal manner. Now, I've already done separate podcast episodes on Chiron in Aries, including one back in 2018, and then more recently in November 2020, where I discussed the different energies of natal Chiron in your astrology chart. And in that episode, I went through all 12 astrological signs and what it means to have Chiron in each sign. So I will link to that episode below this one so that you can listen to it again and also identify more of what Chiron is revealing to you in your natal chart. But in this show, we're going to focus specifically on the energies of transiting Chiron in Aries, which is occurring until 2027. Chiron entered Aries in 2018. It went back into Pisces for a bit and then re-entered Aries again in 2019. And at this time, as I'm recording this podcast in September 2021, we have Chiron now in the second decan of Aries. And what that means is that something is becoming clearer to you around what you're healing and what has deeply affected your sense of self in this lifetime. So let me first simplify this a bit more before I go into more of the themes here. Transiting Chiron will be moving between 0 and 29 degrees of Aries, and Chiron has an eccentric orbit, meaning it does not stay in the same astrological sign for the same duration of time. So it moves through some signs faster and some signs slower. So here it is in Aries, spending about 8 years there and really bringing our focus to these areas of your chart where you have Aries energies or Aries planets. And that could be in one, two, or three houses in your natal chart. And you'd want to identify where transiting Chiron in Aries is moving, because the house placement is the area of life where the energies are coming up for you. The energies are really working with you in a more personal manner wherever you have these Aries energies. And so as I do this show, transiting Chiron is in the second decan, which is between 10 to 19 degrees of every astrological sign. So when Chiron entered Aries in 2018 and again in 2019 at the 0 degree point, it opened up new energies. It basically switched themes and intentions, and it moved us into a new beginning in our healing journey and in ourselves. And then Chiron has now voyaged as far as nearly 13 degrees of Aries in our charts, is currently retrograde, and is reworking with particular areas of your chart. And keep in mind, this energy is going to feel more personal and more intense if you have any astrological planets in Aries, as well as any natal planets in the cardinal signs. The cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And that's because Chiron in Aries is going to either be conjunct, square, or opposing those other planets or points in your chart. And all of this is important. Of course, this is also how we learn to interpret astrology and understand what's working with us more personally. But what this transiting Chiron is doing, it's requiring each of us to understand what has unconsciously shaped our sense of self to the point where we had to form an ego, which is Aries, a sense of self, the ability to be independent, the ability to understand who you are. And the Chiron in Aries is dismantling that which has been weakened or is false, taking apart the false ego or the inflated sense of self that isn't your core essence. And that Chiron in Aries is actually reconnecting you with parts of yourself that you have been carrying throughout this lifetime, as well as through many lifetimes. This can be a huge soul wound, a huge reoccurring theme throughout many lifetimes related to energies that were traumatic to you. And this Chiron in Aries is revealing the trauma, revealing where you have been shaped or formed by other energies that perhaps you overcompensated in your sense of self. Perhaps there were unconscious parts of you. Perhaps there were parts of your self-identity that you weren't ready to see yet, be it shadow energies or parts of your experiences that you have repressed or didn't want to think about. Or perhaps it's simply parts of yourself you just haven't met before. But that Chiron energy is about the healing journey. And yet the first part of the journey is revealing the injury. Where's the harm? What has occurred? What is the trauma or the abuse? And this is very serious in Aries because it's your sense of self. And the Aries energy relates to how we create a solid sense of self. It is a beginning point. It is associated with the infant of the zodiac. It's connected to where we're just starting a journey. We haven't had experiences yet. We haven't had full development yet. Instead, we're just getting going with something. And so this Chiron in Aries is bringing us back to some other experiences or times in our lives when we were naive and innocent. We didn't know any differently. We didn't know anything else. We just thought, this was who I am. This is who I understand myself to be. Nothing was questioned. There was no reflection or deeper probing into that self-identity. That Aries energy is just, let's go. Let's get started. Let's begin. This energy is also connected to masculine archetypes. It's connected to how you understood masculine energies. Perhaps when you were younger, this could be related to a father, father figure, a brother, an older brother. This is the energy of masculine energy that was natural for you or around you, just what you first experienced. Aries is also associated with the body, with that initial sense of self, where this is who I am, and this is my body. This is where I'm energized. I'm ready to go. I want to take action. Aries can be impulsive and impatient. Aries is also related to how we quickly respond. There are gut instincts connected to Aries because the energy runs very quickly. So it's a fast response or that immediate feeling. And that Aries energy is where we learned to trust our gut or not, where that was developed and seen as a strength, or perhaps that was shut down and turned off. And that would relate to the other energies in your chart. I'm just going through some of the themes here to see what may resonate with you and what may connect with something that you've experienced in your life, as well as some of the themes that may be coming up for you to see in yourself at this time. Another theme associated with Aries is anger and how you express it in a healthy manner. Going back to feeling things quickly and immediately, it's where you could have that immediate flare up, that strong reaction, and you're all of a sudden really pissed off about something. But with the Aries energy, it comes up fast. It can be very loud. It can be very big, explosive. And then it settles down, it moves through, and it's often gone just as quickly. And so the Aries energy runs energy quickly, and it's where we can have that volcanic eruption, and then it goes away, it dies down, and the Aries energy moves on. And that's part of how the energy runs, is that it comes up fast, it's gone, and you're on to the next thing. Chiron in Aries can also reveal how you're able to stand on your own. The independence, the self-leadership, the ability to do something on your own terms, the courage to go it alone. And this can show up through any areas of life and reveal to you where you might be ready to see more of who you are without interference from others, without anyone else's energy, and to understand more of who you are in your own aura and in your own energy field. So this Aries energy and these themes are really coming up to our attention so that we can consciously work with what needs to be healed, as well as to take responsibility for what is truly all of your energy. And as this transiting Chiron in Aries continues through the full degrees of Aries into 2027, many people are going to be doing something new in their life on their own terms, taking a risk, asserting themselves, and understanding more about the truth of who they are. After a lot of deep personal work that has unraveled and removed that false ego, or what is no longer in alignment with your sense of self. And so if you have Chiron in Aries in your natal chart, meaning you were born with this as your natal Chiron placement, this is going to be more significant for you. And it also correlates to your Chiron return, which happens for everyone between 49 and 51 years of age. And during this period in your life, you are reassessing what you have experienced throughout all of your life. What has gone well? What has been satisfying? What have you enjoyed? And then you could also come into contact with the parts of yourself that are unfulfilled, that are feeling left out, that are not happy. It can show you perhaps the dreams you haven't lived yet. Maybe it reveals your bucket list. Maybe it shows you more of what you want to experience in this life on your own terms. And after the Chiron return, then you are really pushed into a new sense of self, a new sense of what calls to you, what really resonates with you at a soul level, what is in alignment with you in such a way that you feel propelled to go for it. You feel so strongly that you have to try something because you know you're worth it and you want it to be a part of your life experience. The Chiron in Aries energies brings us all back to ourselves. And I believe it's part of this current theme I'm seeing where so many people are aware of their trauma, what trauma is for them, what it has been in their life, how it has shaped them, the things in yourself that you didn't see before, you didn't understand, you didn't know you could do it differently. And so with Chiron, we at first feel quite vulnerable and insecure. We feel like we have all these questions and we don't know the answers yet. And it can also feel very alone in Aries because you're meant to do it your own way on your own terms. And that's part of how you're gaining that strength to be stronger in your energy field and to know yourself more, is that this is an energy of independence where you do have to move through some things on your own. Now, yes, you can have a therapist and healers and counselors and experts, guides, advisors, people who work with you, who support you, who see what you've been through. However, the Chiron in Aries requires you to bring the energy back to yourself to understand at a deeper level what you're healing. And as I mentioned, this can be a theme you've carried through multiple lifetimes. And in fact, it can even relate to the physical body, which is Aries as well as Chiron energies, where if there is a part of your body that's feeling particularly weak or unhealed, whether it's from an injury in this lifetime or just something within you, it's almost like that could bring your attention to what you're healing energetically within yourself. So let's say, for example, it has to do with a weak lower back and feeling like it's just always sore. Maybe you've tried massages or stretching it. Maybe it feels like your lower back is the part of you that you're always aware of, like it's a vulnerability and it affects how you move in the world. Well, that could relate to the lower back, would be about not feeling supported. It could deal with standing stronger in your backbone and in yourself. It could be about developing greater strength in that part of yourself. It could also relate to energies from other lifetimes where you perhaps were killed or something gravely injured you in the lower back, and your body has that remembrance, or there's something within your consciousness that is holding that energy. And so this Chiron in Aries is bringing your attention to it and is asking you to take the necessary steps to heal, strengthen, and improve this part of your body. The lower back could also bring your attention to that area of your chakra systems, which could be, say, the solar plexus or the sacral chakra. So you could use it as an informative energy point to work with and be aware of and say, okay, what is my body communicating to me here that needs to be healed? And again, this could be from an injury in this lifetime. I mean, there's endless possibilities, but I just want to highlight that one of the ways that this Chiron in Aries is working with us is that it brings all the energy into ourselves, into our full physical vessel and auric field, and reveals what you're ready to strengthen in this lifetime and how that opens you up to more of your own gifts and more of your own potentials. And this can be at various levels. This can be where you understand perhaps what's going on in the lower back, you find a great way to strengthen it and to heal it, and then a friend of yours says they are having issues with their lower back and you're able to share your remedies or what's worked for you. So you become an expert. And this doesn't mean in a professional sense, so to speak, but you become an expert on your own energy, your own sense of self that you are strengthening, growing, and developing as you heal. And so Chiron always highlights the injury first. And because it's about a vulnerability or insecurity, there can be a lot of tears with Chiron. And these tears, or however you process emotions and sadness, sorrow, melancholy, grief, however you process trauma or abuse, is always valid with Chiron. Now, Chiron in mythology is a centaur, and he is the energy of seeking out alternative healing methods, where he was very knowledgeable around how to take care of the body, and he was the half man, half horse centaur that was able to go out into the forest to find healing remedies. And he was an expert in understanding what was needed, what worked, what didn't work. A lot of trial and error, a lot of experimentation, and also tons of wisdom. So this Chiron in Aries is giving you more wisdom about yourself, your sense of self, what has formed you in this lifetime, the experiences, the bruises, the hard knocks, where you've had challenges, where you've been harmed, and where you've then acquired the potential to have greater wisdom around these particular areas. And so, as I mentioned, there has been this strong emerging theme, especially on social media, where there's more conversation around trauma, around what people have gone through that have been intense experiences, whether those are emotional, psychological, physical, any kind of trauma or abuse is being discussed more. It's more out there than it's ever been. And I was thinking this is beautiful Chiron in Aries energies, where we're understanding more of what we've been through and perhaps feeling validated or recognized that it's very tough, that it's been very harsh, that it's not okay, that it hasn't been acceptable. And then this also instigates that Aries warrior, that Aries strength that helps you see how strong you've been even during harsh circumstances and traumatic experiences. Now, this can also reveal or highlight to you a particular person, a particular individual who was especially, we'll say, damaging or abusive in some manner, even if it wasn't conscious at the time or even intentional at the time. I feel like we're really going into more of the energetics of this was not acceptable, this was not okay, I did not agree to this, I did not consent, and I'm not going to allow it any further. Because Aries has firm boundaries. Aries will say, no, that's not okay, no thank you, I'm not participating, that's not for me. So there is a resurgence here in the sense of self that's been harmed, damaged, or abused, and it's rising up within us to really harness the strength and power of a new sense of self. And I feel like this is a beautiful gift that's being developed. And I see it as something that's being taught to children, that's being passed down. There's more conversations being had around what is acceptable and what is not, how we treat people, how we honor energies. And there's a sense here that we're also able to differentiate energy fields, meaning there can be more honoring of others' boundaries and a sense of clarity too around what is acceptable and what is not. So this Chiron in Aries is revealing more of what we no longer want to travel with that is unhealed, unconscious, or untouched. Because this gives us the strength to go towards it. It's that warrior energy. It's that sense of, I'm going to go into this. I'm going to explore this. I'm going to own it and feel more powerful as a result. Even though it's messy and intense and emotional, I'm worth it. And I want to live my life on my own terms. I don't want this energy intruding or interfering anymore on my sense of self. So the Chiron in Aries is supporting taking your power back, taking your energy back, and understanding what it means to be an individual on your own terms. And it's by doing this healing work that you come into connection with more of your own healing gifts, what you enjoy, what you need, how you run energy through your body, but also your emotional energy, your physical energy, and what you need to feel emotionally and physically strong. So it opens up new forms of self-care, new ways of connecting with what you want to do for yourself to honor yourself and take care of yourself. Now, the Aries energy can be feisty and sassy, and it can be a very strong fighter. So you're also becoming more mindful of what's worth the energy, what's worth fighting for, and why am I directing energy towards that? What is it worth to me? What is the reward, so to speak? This also asks you to look at your motivation. What is motivating you? And is it enough? Is it still true for you? For example, in certain sales positions, the motivation is money. Right? You hit some sales goals or you're looking for a commission. And at some point, maybe that shifts for you and you realize you're not motivated by the same things anymore. It's no longer about money. You're looking for something else. And Aries is about our motivation, why we're ready to go after something. What's the next goal? What's the new endeavor? So you could have a shift in motivation. You could also feel or sense where your ego, the false ego, the overinflated ego, the unhealthy ego, has created a barrier that was meant to keep you safe. And the safety was needed for certain parts of your life or of your journey. You had to have something there to protect maybe your truth or the core of who you were, especially if you felt sensitive, you're very empathic, or there's parts of you that you just don't want others to have access to. This Aries energy can have a strong ego as a barrier to not let people in and to basically fortify that sense of self where I'll do it on my own terms, I'm going to go my own way, this is my own thing. It can be very well intentioned. But as that Chiron in Aries comes through, those overinflated walls or that false ego starts to soften and crumble, often outside of your control. Meaning something occurs that could be a trigger at first, or could be something that brings up the Chiron healing journey. And what tends to happen is that there is a softening where you see, that's no longer who I am, or I don't need the shield, because that Aries warrior can have a very strong shield. And maybe I don't need the shield, and maybe I don't have to fight so hard, and maybe I don't have to be in warrior mode. And this Chiron comes through and brings you back to your core essence and strengthens your core essence. So it strengthens the healthy sense of self, the healthy ego, and then dismantles that crumbling brick wall of a false ego or anything that is too much or overdone. Because Chiron will challenge what's false and bring you into a new truth. So we're shifting in our self-identities. We're shifting in how we thought we had to show up in life and understanding more of what's at our core, what is essential, what is your truth. And that then becomes what is strengthened and it becomes your true source of light. It's a truer sense of self that starts to burn brightly. It just gathers a new strength and confidence, and that's where you start to source more energy from. Now, the Chiron in Aries also relates to the root chakra and healing root chakra themes around safety, security, primal needs, a sense of, is it okay to be me in the world? Am I safe? Am I able to feel grounded and rooted here? Or am I overprotective? Am I having to fight and overly assert myself? Because what you're also connecting with is if you trust life, if you trust your own life force that runs through you, if you're trusting yourself, your body, your gut messages, and if you're trusting God, Source, Spirit, the universe as your co-pilot, as energies that are always traveling with you. So we're getting to the root, literally, of some of our deepest energies that perhaps we haven't been in contact with. But we are able to work with these parts of ourselves more consciously, more holistically, and in a healthier way so that you can transform any of these fears, doubts, trauma, abuse, anything that's overdone as well, including that overinflated ego, that overinflated sense of self-importance, any kind of shielding energies. Those can all be healed and reworked and bring you back into more of a sense of your own truth in this lifetime, as well as across multiple lifetimes. So we're each having these themes come up. Granted, it could be more powerful and more potent for you if you have planets or points in Aries, because the Chiron conjunction is more intense, very intense, and it will change a part of you forever. And that's part of how Chiron heals us, is that something is shifting permanently in a very deep way so that we can be softer and more loving to ourselves and also have that energy then be a part of our normal experience and our normal energy flow and our auras. And then once we move through what Chiron is requiring, through therapy, healing, consciousness, shadow work, any of the above and more, then we're stepping into a new sense of self. And that's the promise that is delivered, because that Aries energy is subjective, is about who you are in the world and feeling confident in that sense of self. And so you arrive into some new energies that you haven't met before. You understand parts of yourself in a new way. You can look back on hindsight and see things that you realize, I would never do that again. I wouldn't handle it that way. I wouldn't make that choice. You're going through some very important threshold with this Chiron in Aries, and it's working with you ultimately to love and accept yourself more, to be in that place of, I'm loved just for being here, just for being in this physical body. And you could think of it as just sitting in an empty space all by yourself with no one else around, no possessions, nothing else in your energy. You are divinely loved as is, just as you are. And that's what the Chiron in Aries energy reminds you of, that you are a source of spirit's energy, that you are connected to the universe and to your soul at all times. And here we are having this temporary experience in this human body, undergoing all the complications of life and the adventures and the ups and the downs. And this Chiron in Aries is bringing your attention to what you intentionally travel with within yourself. So I just wanted to cover this topic as a reminder of maybe some of the healing themes that you're dealing with on your own. Perhaps it makes sense why certain things are coming up for you right now. Perhaps it also makes sense why people you know, family members, friends, a lover, a spouse, is also going through something that is changing them, that's very personal and very much about what they're moving through. So apply compassion to others as well as to yourself. Understand that it's a big time and that you could require more space and time to process, just to be in your own energy, to listen to your own wisdom, to understand what's happening, and also to get stronger and more confident on your own terms. So we are being reformed and reshaped. We are seeing how we are the leaders of our lives. We're coming back into the truth of who we are and what we want, and we're gaining strength in all of these areas. And again, if you'd like to listen to that other podcast where I talked about Chiron through the 12 astrological signs, I will link that below. And then I'll also link the show that I did back in 2018 of Chiron entering Aries and perhaps some more themes that I discussed there. I honestly can't remember what I said, but there might be something in that podcast that resonates with you, especially if this energy is working with you more personally. So thank you so much for joining me as always. You can find out more about my current astrology programs and offerings at mollymccord.online. That's where I teach astrology at all different levels. And I also have a lot of business development resources that actually support those of you who are building a business on your own terms. You are branching out, trying something new, following a passion or a soul mission. And I hope that that information supports you as well. You'll find free videos in business development there, as well as some paid programs if you want to continue developing what it means to be as an entrepreneur, especially online. So thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back here every Wednesday and Monday. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and I greatly appreciate your time, energy, and presence. Have a beautiful day ahead, and I'll see you back here soon.